This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has canceled peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
President Donald Trump has abruptly canceled peace talks with the Taliban after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Afghanistan's capital that claimed the lives of a U.S. soldier and 11 other people. In a series of tweets, the U.S. president said he had been planning to meet Taliban leaders on Sunday at his Camp David compound. He said a separate meeting had been planned with his Afghan counterpart. But talks were immediately called off when the Taliban said they were behind Thursday's attack. The surprise announcement left in doubt the future of a draft plan, which would have seen thousands of U.S. troops withdrawn from Afghanistan in exchange for guarantees that the country would not be used as a base for militant attacks on the U.S. and its allies. U.S. officials had already voiced frustration with a recent spike in attacks by Taliban insurgents, who now control more territory than at any time since 2001.
That's Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Hurricane Dorian is expected to move over or near the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador Sunday and then enter the North Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian is set to weaken to below hurricane strength Sunday. The storm devastated the Bahamas, where thousands of people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives. Freeport resident Valentino Burt says conditions on Grand Bahama are tough right now.
We don't have no power, no water, and we can't. It's hard to live over here. It's hard to live. We sleep outside. Even outside isn't even cool.
International search and rescue teams are continuing to look for survivors. From Washington, this is VOA News. Winston Churchill's grandson, who was